Chapter 1. For 6 years, Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope von Schweetz had been the best of friends. Every day, they worked as characters inside arcade games at Litwack's Family Fun Center and Arcade. Ralph played the bad guy in Fix-It Felix Jr., while Vanellope raced go-karts in a game called Sugar Rush. But each evening, after all the players had left and Mr. Litwack had closed the arcade, Vanellope and Ralph left their games behind and met up in Game Central Station. They would spend the rest of their time hanging out and goofing around together. One night, as the two sat on their favorite bench, they played a different kind of game while other characters walked by.
"Okay, I spy with my little eye something yellow and round and it eats dots," said Ralph.
"Seriously, Ralph?"
said Vanellope.
"Of course I'm serious."
Vanellope knew exactly which character he was referring to.
"Why is that obvious?" Ralph asked.
Vanellope shook her head, amazed by Ralph's thought process. Ralph and Vanellope hopped off the bench and walked through Game Central Station, making their way over to their favorite restaurant. Moments later, they were guzzling down soda at the counter, chatting about random things.
"Then he's like, 'Stop stealing my food, Ralph.' And I go, 'Your food? I don't see your name anywhere on these chili dogs.'"
"But were they his chili dogs?"
asked Vanellope.
"Of course they were his chili dogs," Ralph said.
After finishing their sweet drinks, the friends rode the train over to another video game. Along the way, they played rock, paper, scissors. On shoot, Vanellope made the scissors sign, and Ralph held out both pinkies.
"What is that?" asked Vanellope.
"Pinky lasers," said Ralph. "And pinky lasers destroy rock, paper, and scissors every time."
Ralph pretended to fire his imaginary lasers.
"Pew, pew, 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 you lose."
"You're a loser," joked Vanellope.
"Nicest thing you ever said to me,"
Ralph declared with a smile. Once they got to the video game, Ralph and Vanellope continued to goof off. The game was set inside a swamp, and there were lots of logs for them to roll on.
"Abandon ship, man overboard," shouted Vanellope.
She laughed as she jumped to a nearby log, causing Ralph to flail and plunge face first into the swamp. Later, Ralph and Vanellope went for a visit inside a football game.
"Do you realize we're basically just zeros and ones floating around the universe like tiny specks of dust?"
asked Vanellope. Ralph and Vanellope looked up at the sky as they hung out on the 50-yard line, tossing a football back and forth.
"Like, doesn't the very nature of our existence make you wonder if there's more to life than this?"
"Why would I wonder if there's more to life when the life I got is perfect?" replied Ralph.
For a moment, he thought back to before he met Vanellope, when he was wrecking buildings in Fix-It Felix Jr. and had no friends.
"I mean, sure, it doesn't look so hot on paper. You know, I am just a bad guy who wrecks a building. And yes, for 27 years, I basically lived like a dirty bum without any friends. But now, I got a best friend who just happens to be the coolest girl in this whole arcade."
Vanellope smiled.
"Aw, thanks, pal."
Ralph punched the ball with his giant fist and it flew through the goalposts.
"Home run!" he cheered.
Then he turned to Vanellope.
"Let's go watch the sunrise."
As the sun began to peek over the horizon behind Litwax, Vanellope and Ralph sat in Game Central Station, watching its light through an open socket, just like they did every morning.
"So you're saying there's not one single solitary thing about your life that you would change?"
asked Vanellope, still thinking about what Ralph had said on the football field.
"Not one. It's flawless," answered Ralph. "Think about it. You and me get to goof off all night long. Litwack shows up, we go to work, the arcade closes, then we get to do it all over again. Only thing I might do different in that scenario would be not having to go to work. Other than that, I wouldn't change a thing."
Just then, the outside light disappeared.
"Hey, where'd our sunrise go?"
"Beep, beep, beep,"
a loud alarm blared. Litwack had just plugged something into the last remaining outlet in the power strip close to where Ralph and Vanellope sat. Vanellope gasped.
"That's the plug-in alert.